is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Police are now investigating after a taxi drove up on a sidewalk in Manhattan on Christmas Day, injuring six people. More from CBS News New York's Alicia Reed.
When we got up and ripped the fender off, I thought, and I think a couple people thought, it was just a little boy that was there.
Onlookers quickly realized a woman believed to be the boy's mother was also under the carriage. Witnesses say they're visiting from Australia.
That's horrible.
She was coherent. She was talking to her son, smiling, trying to kind of help keep him calm.
The taxi driver is being evaluated. The first night of Hanukkah fell on Christmas Day this year, the first time that's happened in almost 20 years. CBS News Texas reporter Olivia Leach spoke with a family that's celebrated both holidays.
In the Kelmanson family, they play with dreidels and decorate a Christmas tree.
Growing up, for me, I celebrated both. My dad's Jewish and my mom's Christian.
But her husband, Greg, wasn't used to that.
I married Greg, who is also Jewish, and so we get to do the same thing with our children, which is really cool. It's like a full circle.
There is little joy in the Middle East this year because of the ongoing war between Israel and Hamas in Gaza. CBS's Imtiaz Tayyab reports from Jerusalem.
While at the Deir al-Latin Church in Gaza City, which has become a safe haven for hundreds of Palestinian Christian families displaced by the war, there were glimmers of holiday cheer at Christmas Mass. But hearts here are heavy.
At least 29 out of 67 people on board have survived a plane crash in Central Asia. The passenger jet was flying from Azerbaijan to Russia when it crashed in Kazakhstan. Details from CBS's Chris Livesey.
In this remote Central Asian city off the Caspian Sea, the ground strewn with wreckage and the dead.
Cell phone footage posted online shows passengers on board the plane before the crash. It appears there's damage to the wing and oxygen masks in use.
There have been multiple tributes around the world marking 20 years since the Boxing Day tsunami that killed an estimated 230,000 people in 14 countries. The story from reporter Scott Maben in Australia.
It was a natural disaster on a catastrophic scale.
Prime Minister Anthony Albanese.
With a force that still has the power to shock 2 decades later.
The tsunami tore through Indian Ocean countries. India, Sri Lanka, Thailand and Indonesia bore the brunt of the devastation that followed. A memorial in Canberra has been busy with those who've paid their respects.
It's the deadliest natural disaster of the century. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
2 hours ago, Kyle arrived at the bar.
Hey, what's everyone drinking?
30 minutes ago, Kyle got his friends another round of drinks.
Cheers!
5 minutes ago, Kyle decided to drive home drunk. A minute ago, a law enforcement officer pulled up behind Kyle.
Sir, have you been drinking tonight?
A chain of events that began 2 hours ago is about to change Kyle's whole world. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans.
$829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Plus $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
Now that Santa has delivered all the gifts, he heads back to the North Pole. Where is that anyway? CBS's Stacy Lynn asked some kids in Washington, D.C.
That's where Santa lives and he makes toys for people.
It snows every time. There's so much snow that it cannot melt at all. That's really, really cold and it has all kinds of animals like walruses, penguins, and polar bears, and seals. And that's where Santa lives.
And elves live with Santa, right? What are they?
Elves make presents and they help Santa.
Stacy Lynn.
Happy holidays!
CBS News.
The Mega Millions jackpot is now more than $1 billion after no ticket matched all six numbers drawn on Christmas Eve. The estimated jackpot for Friday's drawing is $1.15 billion, actually. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
WRJN Weather.
meteorologist Rodney Price. Watch out for some patchy drizzle and fog in the overnight. Temperatures in the upper 30s at daybreak. And that drizzle and fog will continue into your Thursday afternoon. Cloudy skies, southeast winds, an afternoon high in the lower 40s. Drizzle and rain Thursday night. It's 39 at our studios.
Yeah. Park to Ives Groves. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
everybody here. See my old friend Abraham. Can you tell me where he's gone? He freed a lot of people, but it seemed good they die young. You know, I just looked around.
Not sure if this is late night or early morning, but whatever you call it, we're still playing the timeless hits to get you to daylight. 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 89.1 FM. WRJN.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
what I need. Let me be the one you come running to. I'll never be
WRJN is Racine's home for local news and timeless hits. But how about those announcements that keep your nonprofit, group, or organization humming along all year? If you want us to publicize your event, simply email the information to us at info@wrjn.com. Tell us who, what, when, where, and why, and we'll get it on the air for you. That's info@wrjn.com. WRJN.
Can't you remember? know for sure. So come on, hold me tight.
Over you.
Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
desires you have in your mind. I show them to you, and you see them shine. Lay, lady, lay, lay across my big breast bed. Stay, lady, stay. Stay with your man a while. Until the break of day, let me see you make them smile. His clothes are dirty, but his hands are clean. And you're the best thing that he's ever seen. Stay, lady, stay. Stay with your man a while.
CBS News Brief. It was 20 years ago today when an earthquake triggered an Indian Ocean tsunami that killed 230,000 people in 14 countries. The BBC's Jonathan Head in Bangkok says it's been a long recovery.
It needed the most enormous aid effort to help these places recover. Sometimes we wept with them. You just couldn't help but be overwhelmed.
Israeli airstrikes have killed at least 21 people in Gaza, including some Palestinian journalists.
Palestinians say at least five journalists were killed when an Israeli airstrike struck their van near the Al Auda Hospital in central Gaza.
Reporter Linda Gradstein. Israel claims it attacked a vehicle filled with Islamic Jihad militants. Tomorrow night's Mega Millions jackpot will be an estimated $1.15 billion after no one won the Christmas Eve drawing.
The odds of winning the Mega Millions jackpot are at 1 in 302 million.
CBS's Courtney Keeley says it'll be the fifth largest Mega Millions jackpot ever. CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Wallace.
Don Rosen starts the day.